This is a special report from ABC News, Wisconsin school shooting. I'm Dave Packer. Shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. Police say two people are dead and the shooter. Seven people taken to the hospital. It happened at Abundant Life Christian School. That school, about 390 students from kindergarten through high school, according to its website. The school is now clear. There's no further threat. Madison Rios, reporter with ABC News TV affiliate WKOW, is outside what appears to be a reunification area.
It looks like it's parents. We've seen people running out of their cars here, running towards the building. There's first responders right over that way, and it looks like they're trying to be reunified with their student. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine. This would be everybody's worst nightmare.
To recap, a shooting at a school in Madison, Wisconsin. Police say at least two people are dead. The shooter also dead. Seven people taken to the hospital. This is ABC News. An advocate for stricter gun laws and a gun violence survivor puts his hat into the ring for a top Democratic leadership position.
24-year-old David Hogg, March for Our Lives co-founder and Parkland school shooting survivor, is running for DNC vice chair. Hogg believes the party needs to grapple with their message failings and take more direct accountability. If elected, he would be one of the youngest members of DNC leadership. Brittany Shepard, ABC News, Washington.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has lost a confidence vote in Parliament. Next up, Scholz will ask Germany's president to dissolve parliament. Elections are already slated for February 23rd. This week, the Federal Reserve will meet to discuss whether to lower interest rates. Inflation levels are still above the Fed's benchmark 2% target, so Fed officials aren't expected to cut rates dramatically next year, but the Fed is still expected to cut benchmark rates by a quarter point to 4.3%. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
JCPenney has more gifts, bigger savings for every holiday wish list. Celebrate the season that never stops giving. From denim to diamonds, PJs to perfume, and mixers to massagers, we're giving you more options than ever at a value that helps you give a little extra. Looking for more bright ideas? We've got the big brands everyone wants. From Levi's to Legos, there's more to love for them and you. All the deals, all the feels, all the gifts to go around. JCPenney, make it count.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. A legislative study committee on Sandhill Cranes has made its recommendation.
The panel of lawmakers, ag, and conservation groups last week advanced a draft bill that would authorize sandhill crane hunting and fund compensation to farmers for crop losses, State Senator Romaine Quinn of Cameron.
I think politically our best opportunity for any movement, for any group, is the combined bill.
But State Senator Mark Spreitzer of Beloit doesn't see a bill that includes hunting passing.
Just political realities, I do not think a bill to hunt sandhill cranes is going to become law in the next 2 years.
The combined bill will go to the legislature's budget committee for consideration. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Madison alder has been arrested on domestic abuse-related charges.
After being censured earlier this week by the Madison City Council, District 18 alder Charles Miazzi was arrested Thursday night on several pending charges, including strangulation and false imprisonment. Madison police say a person came forward with allegations against Miazzi, prompting an investigation. Several women have publicly accused Miazzi of sexual harassment and domestic violence, including a fellow alder. An internal investigation found his behavior did not violate the city's policy on harassment and discrimination. Miazzi has denied the allegations against him. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Enbridge Energy is cleaning up after an extended oil leak in Jefferson County. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports 70,000 gallons of oil leaked from a pipeline connection between Superior, Wisconsin, and a refinery in Indiana. That leak was discovered in November, but a federal incident report says the leak was likely happening for an extended period. Enbridge tells the paper the cleanup is still underway. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and a bit dreary today. However, mild temperatures with highs in the upper 30s. Spotty showers move in this afternoon and may flip to some snowfall this evening. We stay below freezing for the rest of the week with highs tomorrow in the upper 20s and more chances of snow moving in tomorrow night. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 38.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Continuing resolution, and USDA apparently is taking a cautious approach on restarting cattle trade with Mexico. It's Monday, and it's time to get an update on what's happening in the used machinery markets.
Live from the glorious return of our benevolent leader via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Machinery Pete Greg Peterson. Then it's Ethan Lane from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAMWX, I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lurie.
Hey, Davis. Hey, buddy. How's it going, man?
I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah. Wow. I'm glad to be here.
Mm-hmm. Exciting
stuff. I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man, what a week. What a week. Had the ups and downs of the weather, had the ups and downs of a hunting season. I mean, it was it was well worth the time that I got to go and spend with some friends and family and
awesome.
And yeah, it was just a great time. Great
Did you get
time.
A chance to lay a little something from the forest into the freezer too? Do you have any luck there?
I might have done that. Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Attaboy. Yes. Attaboy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the summer sausage and the deer steaks are well stocked.
Mm-hmm.
Well
mm-hmm.
stocked.
Well, we know about your annual efforts to spay and neuter the local deer population.
Yes.
And we applaud you. We applaud
Thank
you, sir.
I you know, yeah, can you imagine that? Good grief. Oh, welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are joining us on this Monday morning. That's Davis.
Hello.
And we are back together again. We've got a lot of ground that we are going to cover this morning. We've got our regular Monday morning update from Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. And then Ethan Lane's going to get Ethan will give us some clarity on exactly what is happening with the cattle trade with Mexico. Excuse me,
Ooh,
with Mexico.
Yeah.
And we'll get to the bottom line of that. But boy, oh boy, that cattle complex last week, it was really an impressive performance that we saw in the cattle complex last week. The February didn't make new highs, but the December did. And wow, what a week. What a week. All right, buddy, let's get to the news. What do you got?
Sure thing. Well, we'll begin with the National Weather Service near-term outlook. A modest atmospheric river will bring unsettled weather to the northwest, including heavy rains for the coastal ranges and accumulating snow for higher elevations. Wet conditions are expected for much of the eastern half of the country the next few days. Above average temperatures, mild conditions expected for much of the country. To start the week here, we are medium warm and sunny here in Kansas City this morning.
Yeah, we're foggy, we're cloudy, we're overcast. Yesterday was a big time cloudy day, so go 90 days out and that'll be our first good spring rain of the year, right?
Ooh, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Sure. Well, the NASDAQ was able to register a rise on Friday, while the Dow and S&P 500 ending lower, leaving the Dow and S&P lower for the week, while the NASDAQ did move higher. The Santa Claus rally, a historical trend in the S&P 500, refers to an average gain of 1.3% during the last five trading days of the year and the first two trading days of the new year. This year, that period begins on December 24. Historically, the S&P 500 has closed higher during the stretch 77% of the time. How do you like that?
No way. 77% of the time. That is high odds trading right there.
I may need to open my SoFi. Not sure. Well, oil prices surged about 2% on Friday, reaching their highest levels in 3 weeks due to expected supply constraints from sanctions on Russia and Iran, coupled with optimism about increased fuel demand. What are we doing this morning in the crude? Yeah, looks like we're slightly lower. The Jan down about 40 cents, we'll call it, currently on your WTI. The U.S. dollar currency currently experiencing its biggest rally since 2015 may face significant headwinds late next year, according to leading Wall Street strategists. Fueled by President-elect Donald Trump's policies and robust economic data, the greenback surged 6.3% this year, driven by expectations of tariffs, tax cuts, and reduced Fed rate cuts. Yeah. And Chip, if I got this right, a lot of that strength in the dollar has come just in the last several weeks here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's part of the Trump trade. And it will be interesting to see just how much impact that has on things like trade imbalances and the things that President-elect Trump says he wants to, quote-unquote, fix. The currencies are going to have an influence on that going forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, November's labor market report highlighted a recovery from October's weather-affected downturn, with a rebound expected after hurricanes and work stoppages biased that October data downward. A one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill tied to the continuing resolution has sparked intense negotiations over economic assistance to farmers. Initially, leaders considered diverting Inflation Reduction Act funds intended for the National Resources Conservation Service in exchange for farmer aid. However, House Speaker Mike Johnson opposed this, aligning with President-elect Donald Trump's intent to dismantle the IRA in the next Congress. Chip, dismantle the IRA. I think he's going to give the IRA a bit of a haircut, but I think dismantle maybe is not the correct word there.
I don't know, honestly. Yeah. Yeah. I think the potential is there that he will just say, listen, anything that's in the IRA. But we cannot forget that Congress passed the IRA. So to dismantle it, you've got to get Congress to do it, I think.
Right. That sounds
I think.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good stuff, Davis. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. Let's bring in Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
Man, oh man, it's been a roller coaster so far this month, hasn't it?
It has. Big cold shots and then big warm ups up and down. Starting to get stormier again, as you all alluded to earlier. Actually, if there was a tornado warning earlier down in Missouri, if you can believe it, 9 days before Christmas, and another big shot of cold air coming as we work into the weekend for much of the eastern and central part of the country.
Okay, that's that cold shot. It looks like it just keeps getting colder right into this weekend. Is that about right?
Yeah, you know, I see temperatures by Wednesday and Thursday morning getting below zero across parts of the northern plains. That continues into Saturday, with single digits spreading across Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, and parts of Illinois and Indiana, perhaps as well.
Okay. All right. You know what? Talk to me about Brazil. What's going on down in Brazil right now? What's the trend?
Yeah, so we're starting to see a wetter trend as we work into the extended range. And so slowly but surely over the next 2 weeks, rains are going to surge a little bit further north, more widespread into areas like Mato Grosso. And I think that the pattern as we work towards the end of this year and into the new year is a wetter than normal one there and turning drier down south, more across Argentina.
Okay, but no major warning flags at this point? Is that safe to say?
Yeah, you know, I think that there's been enough moisture in there to start and more ahead that I think things are okay so far.
All right. Good stuff, Brett. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you, Chip.
All right, Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. All right, so it's first things first. We got to get the update from Greg Peterson on what is going on in this used machinery market, because it just – watching what's happening out on social media, there's been maybe some more price pressure out there that we need to talk about, Greg. We'll do that next. No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by investinourland.com.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Machine Repeat here, folks. This segment of AgriTalk brought to you by our friends at Dakota Ag Innovations, makers of Dakota Shine, the best way I've seen to fix faded paint. Go to dakotashine.com, call 888-996-7801.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Monday morning. That means it's
I'm so glad to hear you say that.
Sweeter words never spoken, amigo. We missed you. We missed you desperately.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. I'm sure, you know, I did kind of zone out for a while.
Good. Yeah,
I've still got some shows that I got to go back and listen to.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's not like I'm walking in here completely up to speed with everything that's been on the air. I'm just saying.
I think you're fine. We were barely hanging on without you, brother.
Right.
Barely. Right. Barely.
I'm sure that's the case. I am sure that is not the case. Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Hey, buddy. Thanks for the help last week. Appreciate that.
Oh, hey. Happy to help. It was great fun. I hope you had a great few days away. Well-deserved rest there, Chip.
Well, I did. I had a great time out in the weather and out in the timber and having a good time.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Yep. Okay. Let's get to this. This is an interesting pick of the week. I'm not exactly sure how to decipher it here.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I've never done a pick of the week like this in 11 plus years doing this on AgriTalk here, but I felt I had to today. I just got off the road. We were filming auctions the past couple of days for our TV show. Thursday, we were in Bible Grove, Illinois. It's kind of down by Effingham. And then Saturday, we zipped down to Crofton, Kentucky. And I couldn't pick just one item, so I had to highlight something from each auction. I think it's a unique setup here. So Thursday, we're Bible Grove, Illinois. It's retirement sale for Donnie and Jennifer Deeker. And now Donnie, a great guy, and he told me, Pete, he said, I like black and green for my farm equipment. So beautiful line of John Deere tractors and combine. And the black part, he had a pair of Challenger MT-865Cs. One was a 14, one was a 10, that he had specially painted, I mean, jet black, just like automotive quality. Told me the name of the guy that did it, local guy. I think it was Andy something, but I mean, they were just looked awesome. And up on the by the cab, he had the decal that said Hellcat. So on the one hand, I thought, this is kind of interesting. I'm in Bible Grove, Illinois, and I'm standing next to a black Hellcat, a pair of black Hellcats. But they were fantastic. And the 14 model, 1,450 hours. Now, again, the setup is that Donnie bought the thing 4 years ago for $250, had it painted. It sold Thursday for $341,000, which went $26,000 over the record on an MT-865C, which had just been set back in August in Hospers, Iowa. So that was great fun to, you know, watch that thing sell. And okay, now here's where I'm tying in the pick of the week. So I'll go back and give you some more from Thursday here. But Saturday we go down to Crofton, Kentucky, on the retirement sale. This was a tobacco farmer, great guy. His name was Dale C. And I don't know that I've run across better cared for equipment than Dale had. I mean, saying a lot, because I've seen a lot in 35 years. But
yeah.
Dale was, kind of OCD, not kind of, but I mean, just a fantastic guy. And he tells me, I show up early and he goes, Pete, he goes, I like Chevy trucks and I like John Deere tractors. And he was not kidding. He had a bunch of Chevy pickups there, like 15, 20 years old. And I ran into a Chevy dealer from Cadiz, Kentucky, that came up to, he goes, I'm going to come up and buy a bunch of these things. They're so nice.
Yeah.
And he said, Pete, I didn't even get a sniff. They were just sold through the roof.
Oh, wow.
But Dale's John Deere tractors, you know, again, it's tough to pick one, but he had a 1976 2640. Now, that model is not one of the 40 series over the years that people talk about as their favorites or whatever.
Yeah.
But this thing had 2,111 hours on it. It was Dale's favorite tractor, and it sold for $19,500. Now, I've seen a lot of 2640 sold over the years. There's only one that's ever sold higher, and it was the actual tractor from the movie Field of Dreams in 1989 when Kevin Costner was plowing up his corn.
Yep.
And a Hollywood auction company sold that tractor for $64,000 three and a half years ago. But, again, outside of that one, Dale's was the highest ever. So those two tractors, those would be my picks of the week. And then
I got to ask. I mean, when you want your equipment the way that you want your equipment. I get that. But when you do something custom, like painting these Challengers jet black, that's taking a risk on resale, isn't it?
A huge risk. You know, and you're right. I mean, I would say probably, Chip, honestly, 8 to 9 times out of 10, it dings it. It hurts it.
Yeah.
But again, you know, if you want it to be purple and you're a Vikings fan and you paint it purple and that makes you smile, you know, I can't sit here and Machinery Pete's not going to sit here and say that, our Vikings are 11-2 and now we have the inside track for home field. So paint it purple, Skull Vikings. But anyway. No, it usually hurts it, but these looked, it's hard to describe how cool they looked. And I'm hoping on the TV show we can convey that, but there was a guy, I mean, it was an old fashioned auction bidding war. I'm filming it. It's on YouTube. I posted it, but it was just back and forth and back and forth. And guy just wanted it. Three guys wanted it. And in this case, done right. Now I do have to mention too that the seller there, Donnie Deeker, and this is why I love covering personal live sales.
Yeah.
You get a chance and interviewing Donnie. And Donnie actually played on the 1980 Effingham basketball team that made the state finals and lost to Chicago Manly 69-61. Now I'm about 6'4". Donnie is taller than me, and he said he played a shooting guard. And for basketball fans out there in Illinois that might remember the name Uwe Blopp.
Oh, yeah.
7'2" center for Indiana. Uwe was on Donnie's team.
I'll be darned.
The team, Chicago Manly, had a guy named Russell Cross, who was a star, I think, for Purdue in the Big Ten. So, and anyway, talking tractors and basketball with Donnie was just an honor. And then I go down to, now I'm in Kentucky on Saturday, and I'm a northern Minnesota boy. I don't know anything about tobacco farming, but we're doing a preview video with Dale C. the day before his auction. So this was on Friday. And the auctioneer, Gary Allen Taylor, fantastic young auctioneer, Taylor Auction Company. Gary says, Pete, see if Dale will open the barn, open the door to that tobacco drying barn, big barn right behind his John Deere tractors. Yeah. And we open the door and we walk in there. Now, I guess there's like three kinds of tobacco. This was, I think, what they call dark tobacco, which is used in like when I was a kid and Walt Garrison on TV said, put a pinch between your cheek and gum. It was, you know, it was Skoal.
Yeah.
So we opened the door to this barn, and the smell, it was like I could have laid down and just slept in there. It smelled so good. But they had sawdust. They put sawdust on the floor to cover this local hardwood they burn to dry the tobacco. So to hear, to have the farmer who's retiring, this meticulous care of his equipment guy, tell me about tobacco farming. Yeah. And again, we interviewed that for the show. But right outside the barn, Dale had a 7410 Deere two-wheel drive with 3,200 hours that sold for $69,000, highest two-wheel drive ever without a loader. He had a 4455 two-wheel drive, 5,501 hours that brought $74,000, highest two-wheel drive, 4455 with over 5,000 hours. But there was another tractor that maybe I should have put pick of the week. It was a 6420 low profile with a loader. So it just sits low, no cab. And Dale told me, Pete, we needed that to get in under the tobacco into the barn, the drying barn. So I'm sitting there looking at this thing before the sale, and a guy from New Hampton, Iowa comes up. And he goes, Greg, how you doing, man? And we start talking, and he said, he's been looking high and low for a low-profile loader tractor like this for his livestock operation. And this tractor had like 2,870 hours on it, and it brought $71,000. And again, the bidding on it, the back and forth, it reminded me of about 20 years ago at a hot farm auction. So it was just, we just had a great couple days out on the road there.
Wow. 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 Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Where are you going to be this week?
Yeah, I should say Thursday, folks. If you're around Missouri, I'll be in Jasper, Missouri. Another fantastic sale. This is by Teeter Auction Company, and it's a retirement sale for Steve and Shelley Tong. Steve's family owned a John Deere dealership for 20 plus years, and they also own Jasper Stone, a quarry. Sold that a while ago, but a beautiful line of equipment, 8R280, 900 hours. Just great John Deere tractors, Cat excavators, skid steers. So again, if you're in the area, join us Thursday in Jasper, Missouri. It's going to be big fun.
Awesome. Awesome. I got to throw this out there. I was in Hilton Coliseum when Indiana and Uwe Blob came to visit. When I was
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good stuff. Greg, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, buddy.
Sounds great, Chip.
All right. Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Ethan Lane, NCBA, up next.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
And the Ad Council.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic is pleased to welcome our newest family medicine provider, Taylor Anderson, physician assistant, and her family medicine team.
Hi, I'm Taylor Anderson, a certified physician assistant, and I'm thrilled to join Amplify Health by Gunderson and serve the community of Mondovi. I look forward to providing primary health care for patients of all ages.
The Mondovi Clinic is part of Gunderson Tri-County Hospital and Clinics and is your trusted partner in health care when you need it. Call us at 715-926-1113 to schedule an appointment with Taylor Anderson.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, January milk up 28 to 2027, February up 14 to 1996, March up 17 to 20 even, April milk up 8 at 1966. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower. As the trade is still confronting this week's market and are hesitant to move the markets higher until more fundamental support arrives this week. Even though boxed beef prices have been mixed and demand in the countryside for feeder cattle continues to be strong, hog markets also moving mostly lower while pork demand is supportive today. With carcass prices higher, traders are wanting to see more follow-through before bidding prices higher. December live cattle down $1.50 to $192.15. January feeder cattle down $1.85 to $255.80. February hogs down $2.30 to $83.30. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moving mostly higher today. Strength in the weekly export inspections report at 1.13 million metric tons supporting the markets, while soybean markets moving mostly lower. A lack of any positive news to move the markets higher, along with the positive South American weather continuing, is pressuring markets. Wheat also moving mostly lower. New crop corn up 3/4 to 439 and 3/4. New crop beans down 5 1/4.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk.
There's always cattle news to talk about, and there is a lot going on in the cattle trade right now. You just heard Brian Grady talk about, okay, the market has backed off a little bit from the higher open, but we got a cattle on feed report coming out on Friday. Looking forward to getting some of the details there. And the situation with Mexico and cattle trade made its way into the supply and demand report that was out last week because it's starting to have an influence, and it's expected to have an even bigger influence going forward on the supply of beef. So what is the situation with cattle trade out of Mexico? Let's find out from Ethan Lane, VP of Government Affairs at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Ethan, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Chip. Great to talk to you as well.
Yeah, glad that you are here. What was the announcement that we got from USDA on Friday? What are the details?
Well, so a few things going on here. Obviously, we were on this show a few weeks ago talking about New World screwworm, yep, watching it pop up in southern Mexico. USDA has announced $164 million out of the Commodity Credit Corporation to start that process of sort of building that firewall to prevent it from coming into the United States. Obviously, the border remains closed. We know that the discussions about some protocols between the U.S. and Mexico are coming to their conclusion point, getting wrapped up now. That's going to give the supply chain the ability to move cattle across the border according to a set of guidelines that'll include sort of a pre-clearance waiting period, along with some ivermectin and things like that on the Mexican side, and then another round of that and another holding period on the U.S. side. So not as smooth as the typical process, but it will help us get that border back open safely in pretty short order here, probably after the first of the year.
Okay, that's the perspective that we need right there, Ethan. What is the typical process? How is this changing things?
Well, it's this additional layer of screening and kind of holding time, right? Because, this isn't FMD, this isn't high path where you might not be able to see it at first glance. An animal with an open cut and flies on it is fairly obvious to see, right? And because this problem was caught in Mexico, it was caught, and meaning the protocols they're using down there at their southern border are working, but you still have this problem of what they call translocated cattle, basically smuggled cattle that are not going through that normal pipeline. And so you have to draw this firm line now and make sure we don't have any of that creeping north. So what they're doing is essentially setting up some additional steps in that normal crossing procedure, right? They're always checked when they cross the border, but there's going to be a cooling off period and some prophylactic drugs administered on both sides of the border, and enough time to make sure that we're not bringing these little screwworm flies into the U.S. Where they can take off. So you've got that process of making sure we can operate at the same time as we've got to keep moving forward with progress on beating this thing back, getting it back into its box down in Central America, and allowing that normal procedure of making that 100 million sterile screwworm flies a week down there in order to kind of keep this thing contained. So it's been a couple of decades since we've done this, but we got to do it again now.
Okay. What exactly is the U.S. doing to help Mexico, as you said, beat these flies back into their box down in Central America?
So I know they're working on some resources for the Mexicans, some collaboration to get them what they need in Chiapas, in that state in southern Mexico, in order to make sure they're putting a barrier up. Remember from our earlier conversation, the only way you really stop these flies is by producing sterile male flies to basically breed with them, resulting in no offspring, which then kills off the growth and stops the spread of them. That's been the only effective way to control it forever. That continues to be the most effective tool. Once an animal has it, you can treat it fairly simply with things like ivermectin. But the problem is you're dealing with hundreds of millions of flies. So you got to stop them from moving, right, at first and foremost, and making sure that there's no further advancement towards the U.S. border. So it's in our best interest to make sure we're working with Mexico to do that, while at the same time drawing a barrier at our own border as well.
Yeah.
Backstop there.
Yeah. Yeah. So from NCBA's perspective, Ethan, is what is happening adequate?
Well, it's a good first step. This is a fairly pricey process. The estimates here a week or two ago were the additional 100 million screwworm flies per week that really are needed to do this right, I think is probably, from what I understand, a price tag closer to $600 or $700 million. Remember, they're going to have to figure out some facilities to tilt up. They're going to have to put some things in motion here. This has been done down in Central America. That needs to keep happening, but we need more of them. We need to double up on production, and we need it in different areas, particularly at those three or four ports at the border that are going to be those crossing zones, to make sure we're, basically drowning them out in flies to keep this thing at bay.
Okay, so that's the added cost for the sterile flies. What about the added cost of putting them in a pen at the border, on both sides of the border, for an extended period of time?
Oh yeah, no question about it. There is nothing cheap about this process. Absolutely nothing. But it's a rounding error compared to what we would be dealing with if we were, once again, like in the 1960s, dealing with these flies in the U.S. I mean, you're talking about a problem that once you've got it is seriously problematic to control. It does prove fatal to these animals. So you know, the folks in Texas and New Mexico and places like that that have gone to war with these in the past are very vocal at this point, saying, "Hey, trust us. We do not want to go back to a place where we're dealing with screwworm here in the United States." Okay. So this is something we're trying to educate the Hill about, trying to educate USDA about. USDA has been proactive in dealing with it. And we appreciate the fact that at the same time that they're proactive in dealing with the problem, they're also working through these challenges of getting some kind of border opening completed so that we can move some cattle back and forth across the border. Because that's important, too, you know, to your earlier point with those market implications. It's a tough year to not have any cattle moving.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, what are we missing on the screwworm story, or is that about it?
Well, more to come. I mean, we're going to hear once these protocols are completed, which we believe is in the final stages now with Mexico. USDA will be out with those details. We're going to want to make sure folks understand what that timeline looks like, right? Because once the starter's pistol goes off, it's not like cattle cross the next day. Cattle start the process the next day. And that's going to take days on the Mexican side and days on the U.S. side before they're free to move in the U.S. So people have got to get their minds around the timeline here once this thing goes live in order to actually get cattle moving. So as soon as we've got those details from USDA, we're going to really want to make sure folks understand what we're talking about and what that timeline is once cattle enter that process.
Okay. All right. Excellent. What do you make of the continuing resolution, the extension of the farm bill, the disaster aid, all of that being tied together? Ethan, they got to make progress on this by the end of the week.
Honestly, man, I'd rather be swarmed with screwworm flies at this point. I mean, this process has just gone off the rails over the weekend. You know, obviously, our friends on the row crop side and specialty crop are seeking some disaster assistance. They're in a very different point in their cycle economically than the cattle industry is. You know, we're seeing that different price environment. Those folks need help, and they're trying to get something done here in the waning hours. It's a tough environment to do it. People have senioritis in this Congress. They want to leave town. You know, they've got a brand new Congress that's all lined up on the Republican side waiting for them with a new president coming in January. So it's going to be complicated over the next couple of days to see, you know, what happens here. And this is always the case. You don't just partially decorate a Christmas tree, and you got to look at these last minute bills like a Christmas tree. Once you hang one ornament, man, everybody comes out of the woodwork and wants to hang additional ornaments. We're seeing that now, dozens of additional bills coming from both sides. You know, hey, if we're going to open it up, let's open it up to everything. Conventional wisdom, folks that are watching the process feel like that's probably going to result in a cleaner bill. You know, they're going to hit a point and say, none of it's getting in. We're doing the bare minimum and we're getting out of town. And we're going to watch over the next 24 hours to see what that looks like. You know, the folks that have been battling over this over the weekend, I know, are still at it this morning trying to get something done. Others now see an opening and are trying to get their stuff done. You know, we expected this. You know it's going to happen in this kind of an environment. But, you know, trying to make sure folks understand, too, that there is going to be some time next year. This is a short-term CR. You get another bite of the apple in March. The sun will rise again tomorrow, and there'll be other chances to get these priorities dealt with in the months to come.
Okay. So would a bare minimum CR include an extension of the farm bill?
I think so. I think the question there is whether that extension includes, you know, versions of this have included some essential tweaks to make sure that farm bill is keeping current with the needs, right? You know, so, okay, we're going to just generally extend the date, but are there some things we need to pay attention to, you know, in funding levels and things like that to make sure that the bill is still doing what it needs to do for farmers and ranchers around the country. You know, if you get too complicated here and they need to go to a clean extension, you might lose some of that in that process. So instead of getting some of those updates to make sure it's working properly through September, you know, maybe you get just a date change. And that's, I don't want to speculate on that. I'll leave that to the folks behind closed doors up on the Hill doing that work. But that's always the danger if folks overcomplicate this too much in the closing hours, right? It becomes too heavy and it collapses under its own weight.
Yeah. Yeah, and we can't let that happen this time around. It needs to get completed. It's, boy, like you said, senioritis. everybody wants to head for home, and they've got some work to do yet. Ethan, thank you so much for hopping on with us, man.
You bet. Great to talk to you.
You bet. Yeah, same to you. Coming right back, we're going to wrap up this week's first hour of AgriTalk.
I'm Tyne Morgan.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 31st and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Brady Spangenberg is Marketing Director for Crop Protection at BASF Agricultural Solutions. Brady, what is BASF doing to help growers deal with what is for many a tightening of cash flow?
Absolutely. We know that some operating notes out there can be 8-9%. That's almost $5 to $6 an acre that you might be spending just on interest. And so what we're doing is offering 0% financing if growers book with their retailer from now until March 15th for any crop protection products that BASF offers. And there's a very flexible minimum, one brand, $5,000. So we want to make sure that that grower is having the right conversation with the retailer ahead of time and really plan for success in the season, whether that's, you know, a pre-post overlapping residual herbicide program or having a discussion about fungicide performance like Veltima in corn or Revitec in soybeans.
Yeah, well, getting ready for the crop protection season is one thing, and getting rid of the stress of a high financing charge is completely different, isn't it?
Absolutely, and we wanted to support growers in that planning process as much as possible, so offering post-harvest terms, no payments, no interest until November. So some other programs might try and get the clock started earlier than harvest. And we think, you know, in order to have the best plan for the season with your dealer, this is the way to go.
Fantastic. Where can listeners go for more information, Brady?
The best place to go is just Google BASF Financing. It'll drive to our partners at John Deere Finance or Rabobank or other retail organizations. Otherwise, just talk to your local retailer about what financing options are available and get started on the 25 season.
BASF Financing. Excellent. Thank you, Brady. That is Brady Spangenberg. He is the Marketing Director for Crop Protection at BASF Agricultural Solutions.
As a grower, when you take out a land loan from FBN Finance, you're borrowing more than money. You're borrowing expertise from loan advisors who are often farmers themselves. You're borrowing loan technology that makes smart decisions faster and easier. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, simplifying land loans to help family farms build a stronger financial future. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. Your pal Davis Michelson here to chronicle the return of our beloved, benevolent audio emperor himself, Chip Flory. Chance of Flory's today, 100%. Chip.
I'm here. It's okay, man. It's all great.
Yeah,
it's all great. I'm glad to be back.
You know, an awful lot went on last week. I'm not even sure like how to catch you up. One of the things, and I thought we should probably bring you in on this because there's an emotional component here.
Okay.
The AgriTalk Men of Song forwarded something that they had been working on with Scout the Farm Dog for hours.
Okay.
Hours in
Excellent.
Your absence. And I played it for Her Royal Hemis, April, on Thursday.
Okay.
And she thought that maybe you should probably give it a listen to just to know, you know, the ripples that your absence sent through our staff and those around us. So here we go. This from Scout the Farm Dog. I think he captures how we all felt last week.
Where are you, Flory? Why can't I hear you? I'll bring you a dead bird. I like the guest post, but I miss Flory. Please come back to the radio.
That feels a little like separation anxiety right there.
A little bit there. A little bit. And I will have you know that he did also tear up the cushions of the couch in the AgriTalk studios here.
Pooped on the floor, did all that stuff.
He did. A pair of slippers was ruined. Now, I'm not going to say that you and me and Big Apple Joe shouldn't be taking time off. I'm just saying we need to be careful.
Okay.
Of the ripples that we send through. I mean, listen to what we did to Scout, the poor guy.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from him. I don't even know if he's aware that you're back on now or not. I need
check
to
check under the truck in the garage. That's probably where he is.
Bless his heart. Bless his heart. But a lot did go on. This cattle thing, because this has been a market mover. It was shedding the feeder cattle just a little bit here and there. The idea of closing off those cattle. Well, what would it have been when the initial announcement came out a week or so ago about the New World screwworm? At that point, we were looking at a cut of about, 150,000 head of feeder cattle coming in from Mexico by the end of the year. Is that number right?
Yeah, I think that's probably about right. And it's because this is the time of the year that those southern feedlots are looking for those cattle to move in. So it's going to tighten up things. USDA and I've got to look at some of the numbers more specifically so that I've got a better understanding of them, but the screwworm made its way into the supply and demand report with a special mention because of what it could possibly do to beef supplies in 2025. So for 2025, USDA lowered beef production, which is now expected to fall 5.1%
wow.
from it reflecting restrictions on Mexican cattle imports. Beef supplies down 5.1%. Davis, we're talking about a market that if you get a 1% shift in either supply or demand, it has an impact on price. And we are looking at a market now that is looking at a 5.1% decline. Holy smokes. Deese made new high. February didn't make a new high yet. I would throw that in there because it certainly feels like a market that has the potential, that has upside price potential in here. Now, I'm bullish cattle, but in this case, a steady trend would satisfy my bullish tendencies in here.
Okay.
You know, holding relatively sideways for an extended period of time could start to erase some of that bullishness that I've got.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you remember one of the last things that you and I talked about before your week was that balance between the fund long positions and the consumer dollar. Which one is going to run out of starch first? You know?
Right, right. Yeah, and the funds are definitely in the cattle complex. I believe the feeder cattle long last week was approaching a record level.
I think that's right. Yep.
The question then becomes, is everybody already on one side of the canoe? And if everybody is, then it's just a matter of time before the thing tips over and we start to see somewhat of a correction. And maybe we're starting to see it today already. The January contract, last time I looked, is down about $1.40. So some of the washout, some of the liquidation could be starting to happen already.
Well, and Ethan Lane, did point out this might take a minute. You got to do paperwork on both sides of a border here before we get cattle moving back and forth. It's not going to be just throw the switch and here they come. It's going to be a minute.
Who's going to pay for that? Right. Did those Mexican cattle just suddenly become that much more expensive to cover the costs of holding them south of the border and then north of the border and the extra vet work and all of that? I don't know if anybody knows exactly how that is all going to shake out at this point.
Yeah, but I've never gotten any of that for free in my life. Yeah,
no, that's exactly right. I would think that those expenses are going with the calf.
Yep.
And that means that it's going to end up with the feedlot. Holy smokes. We got a lot of work to do this week to keep up with everything that is going on. Come back this afternoon, 2:06 Central. We got Rick Brock, the Brock Report.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by investinourland.com.
You set high expectations for yourself, and so do we. As America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational event, Commodity Classic has held record-breaking shows 2 years in a row, keeping you at the top of your game with a world-class trade show and inspiring education designed by farmers for farmers. Commodity Classic is elevating excellence in agriculture as we visit Denver for the first time in 2025. Join us March 2nd through 4th and discover more at commodityclassic.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Spirit of the Cowboys special.
Spirit.
comes from the soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the Cowboys is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn, share the West.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. This is a special report from ABC News Wisconsin school shooting. Police in Madison still on scene at a Christian school where officers say a student went on a shooting rampage. The death toll revised as officers gather new information. At least two were dead.